Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we're going to be live 1 week from today, 3 to 7 p.m. So come out and join us for our live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Live shows are always great. And thanks to the Grand Hotel of Cape May for sponsoring this happy hour. They are a wonderful, wonderful resort. And you'll love it there, so join us there. I want to grab Jennifer's call in Downingtown. Jennifer, you wanted to mention a fundraiser for hurricane victims?
Yeah, hey, Rich, thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday. I just want to take a page out of the Liberals' handbook, which is never waste a crisis. This is a huge crisis for our country. You know, we have a lot of people who are in, you know, really bad way. I think Trump should take this opportunity, or Vance, and just go do a huge fundraiser for that area.
I think he did do something, right? Didn't Trump do something online or something for the hurricane victims? I thought I read that.
Yeah, he may have. If so, I missed it. But I think it's a huge opportunity for somebody to just, I mean, just legitimately help people, but just take a page out of the Liberals' handbook.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, they could certainly use the help, no question about it. I appreciate it, Jennifer. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and go Phils.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You got it. Absolutely. You know, one of the, most frustrating aspects of this, of course, is that the corporate media is all in on saying that Trump is lying about FEMA giving money to illegal immigrants. I literally read you the web page. I literally went to the FEMA site and read it for you. But if you just Google Trump and Helene, you put that in, and you get these are the stories you get. As Trump makes false claims about hurricane relief, White House calls it a hoax. White House bashes GOP lies about FEMA funds. That's from The Hill. Washington Post: Trump makes false claims. New York Times: opinion, why Trump is lying about disaster relief. Forbes: Trump FEMA claim debunked, agency not running out of money because of illegal immigrants. AP: Trump makes false claims about federal response. I just shared with you the page from FEMA that talks about giving $1 billion to illegal immigrants. I read the whole thing to you. But the corporate media, it's the unholy triad. The corporate media, government, social media, with the exception of X, they go all in, and that's what they do, and they push this, and they promulgate the lie, and that's what they do. So here's a clip of Larry Kudlow talking to President Trump, former and future President Donald Trump, about this issue of FEMA. Take a listen.
FEMA now is saying, Alexandria Mayorkas, they don't have enough money for any additional hurricanes. We all thought they were chock full of money. That money has been given away to illegal immigrants, right, almost one by one. I don't understand this. This is a perversion of policy.
So you don't understand it because it's not understandable.
I still don't get
it. In all fairness, it's not understandable. So we now have no money that was supposed to be used for tragedy, for hurricanes. And this was a tragic hurricane. This was maybe the worst hurricane we've ever had. And he's got no money. And we said, what happened to all the money? They were given billions of this. He spent it on illegal migrants coming into the country, a big percentage of which are murderers. I don't know if you saw 13,099 murderers.
FEMA now is saying.
Now, Trump has actually, yeah, I thought so. So GoFundMe donations. Trump GoFundMe donations will support Hurricane Helene victims. They have a GoFundMe fundraising campaign authorized by Donald Trump and will be distributed to organizations supporting people impacted by Hurricane Helene. According to the fundraising platform and a Trump spokesperson, posts online incorrectly said only 3% of donations via the website will reach storm victims, but that's not true. Even the Reuters fact check is saying that the GoFundMe, which has now raised over $5 million as of today, and that money will all go to the victims. A nearly 3% transaction fee charged by GoFundMe for each donation was misinterpreted on social media as though the Republican presidential candidate's campaign is keeping 97% of the funds. A post on Threads says Donald Trump launched a GoFundMe for hurricane victims with $1 million goal, and it's already over $3.5 million. Guess how much he promises to actually donate? A generous 3%. Another lie on social media. It's outrageous. Donald Trump launched a GoFundMe for hurricane victims with $1 million goal, and it's already over $3.5 million. Guess how much he actually promises to donate? A generous 3%. If we don't win this election and bring in a new AG, this madness will never end. Enough is enough. Harris Waltz 2024. Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt, our friend, said in an email that there is no truth to the narrative. All of the proceeds will go directly towards organizations delivering relief on the ground. The 3% figure refers to the GoFundMe transaction fee of 2.9% plus a 30-cent donation, 30 cents per donation, which covers payment processing according to the website. GoFundMe clarified on an October 2nd post on X addressing the false narrative that 97% of every donation will go directly to the people impacted by Helene. An archived version of the GoFundMe page one day after its creation shows it was described as an official response for MAGA supporters and assured that donations will be directed to help those most affected by the hurricane. On Wednesday, the fundraiser page was updated to say that two nonprofit organizations would be the recipients of the funds collected, Samaritan's Purse and Water Mission, and that an initial disbursement had been made. The spokesperson also sent an email that the fundraiser was verified by GoFundMe and complies with the company's terms of service, which requires that organizers describe how the funds will be used and ensure that donations are only used for that purpose. So Reuters fact-checked this. They had to fact-check it, because there were so many lies being told that Trump was only going to give 3% and 97% he was going to keep. Bill Ackman donated $100,000. Dana White donated $100,000. Kid Rock donated $20,000. Bass Pro Shops donated $100,000. Good for them. That's great. That's great stuff. Really, really important stuff right there to do. But isn't that something? I mean, people hate Trump so much that they were willing to distort and spread a lie to discourage people from donating to that site to try to make Trump look bad. I mean, they just, people, what people will go, the lengths they will go to try to just, you know, demean the guy is just unbelievable. Trump talked about Liz Cheney. You know, she's out there campaigning with Kamala. And it's pretty funny. As I said earlier, you know, war, huh, what is it good for? Absolutely, Kamala. Cheney's a warmonger. The warmongers love Kamala. They love her. Liz Cheney, this is what he said about Liz Cheney. Cut 18, Matt.
Kamala Harris is out on the campaign trail today with Liz Cheney. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Liz Cheney lost for Congress. She was terrible. Liz Cheney is a stupid war hawk. All she wants to do is shoot missiles at people. I really think it hurts. I think, frankly, if Kamala, I think they hurt each other. I think they're so bad, both of them.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. From the debate last night between Dave McCormick and Bob Casey, I want to make sure that we get the word out because this is a big race and we got to get rid of the lesser Casey. Let's do this. This is the contrast between the two candidates. So cue up cut 13. Dave McCormick made this point. He's going to join us a little bit later in the show today. Made this point about the difference between him and Bob Casey, who's been in the Senate now for 18 years. We don't know what the hell he's ever done, but nevertheless, he's been there for 18 years. Here's the contrast, cut 13.
But listen, Senator Casey stood next to Joe Biden when he could hardly finish a sentence. We saw this on the debate stage and said, he's ready to go. Then Senator Casey said, Kamala Harris is great. You're going to love her when you get to know her. This is a woman who in the last few years says she wanted to ban fracking, legalize illegal immigration, give them federal benefits, take away our guns, defund the police. This is her position. So she's flip-flopped on everything, and Bob Casey's standing there by her, and he will be a sure vote. He is a career politician. He has shown weakness when we need strength. He's a 99% vote for his party. He's talking about my independence. He's shown no independence, and he's adopted a set of extreme liberal policies that are truly taking our country in the right direction. So he and I agree. This is a big contrast between the two of us, a political outsider, a West Point graduate, and a businessman.
Thank you, Mr.
When it comes to bias, you remember during the presidential debate the other night, J.D. Vance, I thought one of his best moments was going after Tim Walz over censorship. And Tim Walz, you know, the doof is, well, can't yell fire at a crowded theater, which, of course, is not true. But anyway, Media Research Center, they did an analysis. Google, when you would put in you wanted to search about J.D. Vance after the debate, right? You go into this Google search. They did a study. 100%, not 50%, not 75%, not even 99%. 100%. Of all the results about J.D. Vance came from leftist news. The morning after the debate, the Media Research Center Free Speech America conducted a search in the Google News tab for J.D. Vance. The analysis revealed that 100% of the results came from outlets with a leftist political bias. Google News tab did not display a single article from an outlet that did not have a predominantly leftist political bias. Again, not 50%, not 75, not even 99.9, 100%. The overt leftist bias is especially concerning considering that according to a November 2023 Pew Research survey, a rising number of American adults receive their news from Google. The study found that 15% of U.S. adults prefer to get their news from search engines, which is up from 13% in 2022 and 11% in 2021. The leftist news outlets that Google News tab provided for results when you put in J.D. Vance included articles from the likes of the New York Times, the BBC, CNN, Today, CBS News, USA Today, NBC News, The Washington Post, and Politico. One of the most slanted headlines was, quote, "The moment when Vance dodged a question but said plenty," published by the New York Times. Washington Post also piled on with an opinion piece headlined, "At debate, Vance whines, you weren't supposed to fact check me." And a follow-up search for Tim Walz wasn't much better. The Media Research Center analysis found that 90% of the results came from leftist outlets. Just one of the results came from America's third most viewed online news site, according to Statista, and that's Fox News Digital. So, you know, they're at it again. The usual nonsense, the usual bias, all the things you see, all the nonsense. That's where we are. It's what they do. These people are very good at it. They're coordinated, and that's how they work. All right. Shall we cue up the music, please? Let's do it. There we go. Boom. Oh, yeah. Not since the Philadelphia Phillies fanatic have we had a fan this excited for Red October. She is the former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. She is also the author of a forthcoming book on Israel. And like I said, there's no one that bleeds red more than Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Greetings from Utah, Rich.
Greetings. So you're out there for what, a conservation conference or something? What are you doing?
It's a conservative climate conference hosted by Representative John Curtis, soon to be Senator John Curtis from Utah, about how conservatives can reclaim the climate conversation. It's a really important topic because we've advocated it. You know, conservation and conservative are the same root word. And so I think, you know, Congressman's doing some really great work to marry together market solutions to cleaner energy and just leaving the planet better than we found it. So it's been a really great couple of days.
Excellent. Very good. Wonderful. So then why don't we start then with a country that is not trying to do good in terms of clean energy, and that's China. A coal-powered plant located in China's Sichuan province, which highlights China's current CO2 emissions, surpassing those of the entire developed world combined. This effectively negates the efforts and sacrifices made in the nonsensical pursuit of achieving net zero emissions, as people have noted on social media with some pictures of this. And it's just really, truly amazing. China, I mean, we don't talk about China enough, do we?
Not in these terms. And I think that's really the point of, you know, the event that I'm at is, you know, we could stop emitting altogether. We could go live in huts tomorrow. And we're not going to solve this problem because China's creating it and China has no interest in solving it. So, you know, just watching what they're doing and don't listen to, you know, their lovely statements at the United Nations General Assembly. Watch what they're doing. They're spewing carbon emissions at a record rate into our collective atmosphere while, you know, truly developed countries are naturally reducing their emissions the way the United States has. And to date, we've done it in a way that hasn't been damaging or punishing to humanity. And that can continue. But we can't do it by shackling our climate policy to China.
And then that also is kind of like the same with Venezuela, right? I mean, we're so reliant on Venezuela's oil. We know that Maduro is an election thief. We know the guy's a thug. I mean, his opponent had to flee to Spain to avoid getting arrested. Yet we're still relying on Venezuelan oil, which, as you pointed out, Dr. Coates, is a lot dirtier crude than our own, right?
Oh, 100%. And, you know, it's the same thing with Iran. And that, you know, ties back into China because Iran is selling China 1.75 million barrels of oil a day. The Biden administration is in no position to take those barrels off the market. They have nothing to replace them with, and that'll cause a price spike. And so same thing with Venezuela. They would rather buy the dirty crude from Venezuela than pump it here at home more cleanly. And it's mind-boggling because it perpetuates these regimes who are resolutely hostile to the United States.
They are. No doubt about it. And we talked about this, too, with natural gas, too. I mean, the whole idea of Putin getting rich off of this and Kamala Harris, you know, coming out there and saying that people are distorting her position on fracking. But, you know, it's a week later. I brought this up with you earlier this week and I brought this up with you last week. So I'll keep bringing it up. We still, as of this moment, now it's Friday, October 4th, 5:18 p.m., Dr. Victoria Coates, we still have a ban on the export of liquid natural gas from the United States of America. Amazing.
We do. Yeah, we do. And there is legal action against it. So everything is sort of frozen right now. The projects that the ban would impact are frozen. So think the natural gas export facilities of Louisiana and Texas, billions of dollars of private sector money have been poured into these. And they're just in a holding pattern right now. And once again, it is very likely that this ban is going to be found unconstitutional, that it is not within the powers of the presidency to do this. But look what they've done. They've frozen everything for 6 months for no reason, for something that's illegal. And I'm sure they were told it was a reach, but they did it anyway, because for them, it's worth it even just to slow things down for 6 months. But how many people lost their jobs because of that? How many countries didn't get natural gas because of that? How many 20-year contracts weren't signed? It's just, it's mind-bogglingly stupid. And whatever Kamala says about fracking, and I welcome her at least not making it a campaign promise to ban it, but at the same time, she's party to this. So what else is she actually going to do if she gets elected to be president?
Well, that's just it. I mean, today Joe Biden came out and said, he shows up at the White House press briefing unannounced. He's never done this before. Literally 2 minutes after her rally started in Detroit, which, confirms my theory he hates her and wants her to lose. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, listen, she's me. I'm her. Everything I've done, it's because of her. You know, she voted for everything. Basically saying Kamala Harris, you can thank her for everything that's gone wrong in this country. So I think, this is a great opportunity for the Trump campaign to remind people of this liquid natural gas export ban and use Joe Biden's words and say, well, then Kamala Harris is absolutely for that 100%.
Absolutely. And, I thought this was an extraordinary performance today by the president. I mean, I guess nobody was watching him. And he just came out of the Oval and came down the colonnade and walked into the briefing room.
I thought he was lost at first.
Entirely possible. And, and it starts talking like this. I mean, it's just, it shows you what dangerous times we're in, Rich, because he still has the constitutional powers of the presidency. I know I keep saying that, but it's true and it's terrifying. But then he also says things that are horrible for energy markets. Last week, it was that we were considering, striking Iranian oil assets with the Israelis. Today it was, I would look at something else to strike. I mean, why are we hearing about this? It's just bizarre what's going on. The entire White House seems adrift. And then coming out at the same time as her rally and then saying that they're essentially the same person, it undermines her entire campaign message that she's the change candidate. It's just remarkable.
Yeah, I really believe that he wants to retire on the beach, build sandcastles, and get to tell everybody he's the only guy that ever beat Donald Trump. He's just a stubborn old guy, and I really truly believe that's what he wants. And they shoved him out of the race and shoved him, and this is going to be his revenge. He could turn around and say, "Hey, if they'd kept me, I would have beat him." Because I beat him before. That's what Joe Biden really wants deep down inside. Because otherwise, why wouldn't he come out there and say, listen, whatever you're unhappy about, blame me, don't blame her. You know what I mean? She had nothing to do with it. And why wouldn't he reverse the ban on liquid natural gas? Why? It's like a day one with the dock worker strike. He could have come out on day one and said, get back to work and been the bad guy. I mean, it was resolved, thankfully, but, it could have dragged on. But it's obvious here he is no friend to Kamala Harris, and for good reason. I mean, she tore him apart in that debate stage back in 2020. Let's not forget when she accused him of being a racist. I think he still has a grudge.
Oh, I think he definitely has a grudge. He's had a grudge for 50 years. He's always felt like he was passed over. He comes from a small state. He always felt like people didn't take him seriously enough. He was vice president to Obama, but Obama didn't want him to run for, as it turns out, excellent reasons.
Right.
And now this happens. So he's definitely, working with a grudge here, and he wants to be the only guy who ever beat Trump. So I certainly agree with that. But on the strike, Rich, I'd caution anyone feeling real good about it. What they did is they kicked the can.
Right.
What they want is if Donald Trump is elected, they want this to be what greets him when he arrives. And think what they're setting up here. They're setting up this nasty longshoreman strike. They're potentially setting up a nuclear Iran. They're setting up, the fallout from Hurricane Helene, which is not going to go away anytime soon. So he'll inherit that as well. It's like this witch's brew that they're creating to try to undermine his second term before it even begins.
I was at my son's football practice the other night. I'm talking to another dad, and the dad obviously, knows what I do for a living. So he made the comment. He's not a real political guy, but he said, it's just amazing to me how people keep saying if Trump gets elected, we're going to have a World War III. He's like, there's two wars happening right now. And I don't understand that. And I said, well, welcome to my world. I mean, this is exactly what we talk about all the time. So since you are the author of the upcoming book, Battle for the Jewish State, and it features a foreword from Senator Ted Cruz, your dear friend. And we're very, very excited for the book. Is it available for pre-release yet?
On Monday. It's for the anniversary of October 7th. Where I just approved the cover. I will text it to Matt when it's final. And I'm curious to know what everybody thinks about the cover, because it literally took my breath away. So I'm really excited about it.
All right, excellent. Well, congratulations, and we will certainly mention it on Monday for sure. The FBI put out a public service announcement a short time ago that they are saying that the October 7th, the one-year anniversary, which is Monday, Hamas attacks may motivate individuals to violence in the United States. That's coming from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You put any stock into that, you think, or...?
Bizarre. I mean, there's no direction. There's no, like, avoid, you know, large congregations of people. There's, or, you know, avoid such and such a place. It's just in general.
Right.
Anyone, anywhere in the United States could be a threat from Hamas on Monday. And, okay, you know, that. What are we supposed to do? All cower in place? And it's bizarre, because I thought all of this was to blame on Benjamin Netanyahu and the fact that he has a couple of far-right conservatives in his cabinet. So why is Hamas here in the United States trying to attack us? It's just weird. And, you know, they're creating, again, this sort of culture of fear within the country. And it's very, very odd and very unsettling. So I hope everybody stays super safe on Monday, and, you know, keeps an eye out, because if the FBI is putting this out there, they don't have a handle on this.
No, and I think sometimes they do this just to make us nervous. I really believe that sometimes. So we all remember that they're there to, quote, you know, protect us and keep us safe. And I sometimes I look at this stuff and I'm like, you know, stop. It may motivate. Oh, just being Monday may motivate people for violence, because people hate Mondays. All right. So, like, stop already. You know, let's turn to something that. But since you are the author of the book on Israel, I do want to ask you, where do we go from here? What do you see happening? There's an article that I read recently. That Biden is sidelined right now as Israel is reshaping the Middle East. Wall Street Journal had this piece. I'm sure you saw it. And, you know, he's sidelined here. And what do you make of the United States' role in all this?
Now, the Wall Street Journal piece from today is really good. I commend it to all of your listeners. And what it says is that he's been repeatedly blindsided by Netanyahu. That's what's happened. I mean, no, I think actually he's been blindsided by the Iranians time and time and time again by what they're willing to do. And that's more or less a reality check. He's been mugged by reality and they feel completely out of control. And what's becoming increasingly clear to me is that the prime minister's trip here in July was a turning point. And he left either from his meetings with the White House or from his meetings with the former president or from both, with the sense that he's going to get this done and he's not going to leave anything on the table before the election. And so, quite frankly, the Israelis don't care what they're saying anymore. And, you know, it would be nice to think we had an administration when this was always President Trump's direction, is make sure Israel has whatever it needs. They're the kinetic arm of this, and we will be the sanctions arm and the diplomatic arm and all the other things we did to support the relationship. And, you know, nothing's perfect, but it worked pretty well. Now we have the two sides just kind of going it alone, with America sitting on the sidelines, and that's a pretty dangerous place to be.
All right, let's turn to something happy, the Phillies. Obviously, Red October. Are you going to be back from Utah in time for the game tomorrow?
I will be back from Utah in time for the game. Very excited. I don't know if everybody saw, but the MLB actually fined Harper for wearing Wawa-themed accessories over the summer.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
No,
they fined him, and I said, "Look, this is the one way you can get the fine people of Philadelphia to start a GoFundMe for one of the most highly paid athletes in the country, on the planet." And I think we would all chip in to pay Bryce's fine for the Wawa gear, maybe to get a set ourselves. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. So
can I use my Wawa points to help pay for the GoFundMe for the fine? Can I do that?
So hysterical if everyone put their Wawa points behind it. But apparently Zach Wheeler is still super bitter at the Mets. In 2015, when he was recovering from Tommy John's surgery and the Mets were in the playoffs, they made him pay for his own playoff tickets, even though he was on contract with the team, but since he had been out with Tommy John, they made him pay and then let him go into free agency because they wouldn't pay him the following year. So apparently he's going on in there hot.
Well, good. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah. Grudge match.
The stuff like this, I love. I really do. And you know, speaking of Bryce Harper, I mean, I read this piece the other day that he's really meant for October. I mean, he's the new Mr. October of our day and age. And he loves October, and we love him in October. And the postseason is probably where he really comes alive, don't you think?
He can really turn it on. And, you know, he's a showman, and he loves the big stage and the huge moments. He thrives on them. You know, there's some people who wilt on the big stage, and there's some people who just, that's where they want to be, and that seems to be his place. So hopefully he spent the week in some sort of rejuvenative oxygen chamber or something, getting himself all healthy and ready to go. And we will see what the boys have tomorrow afternoon.
We got to beat the Mets, though. I mean, this is personal. Personal for all of us.
Yeah.
It really is. And also because Chris Christie's a Met fan. So we have to beat the Mets. I mean, we have
so many good reasons. And I'm in a very friendly rivalry with my dear pal, Andy McCarthy, who is a long-suffering Mets fan. So we got to do it to beat Andy.
Yeah, I agree. We'll do it to beat Andy, and that's reason enough itself. All right, my friend, we'll get home safe. Enjoy the conservation conference. It's great that you're out there for that. And then Monday is the big day for the launch of the book, and I'm very, very excited for it. Battle for the Jewish State. Dr. Victoria Coates, go Phils. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Go Phils. Thanks, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Okay, so it looks like we got a lot to do. Dave McCormick's going to join us next after the big debate last night. But I want to remind you that Garden State Earthworks is there for you right now if you have any water problems in your yard. And you got to do it now before the winter comes. Because the winter comes and that water in your backyard, it's going to freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw. And it's going to cause you all kinds of very expensive problems. Now, Lou Vargo is the man. He's a great friend of mine, and he took care of two houses of mine. I know you're like, Zeoli, what's with your luck? First house we had a wet basement. This house had a wet backyard, really wet, like a swamp. But in both cases, Garden State Earthworks drained that water away, and we never had any more water problems. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. Now, you want to do this now. You don't want to put this off, because if you put this off, we're going to get into wintertime, and any water problems you have, they don't get better, they don't go away on their own, and it's going to cost you a lot of money and a lot of headaches. So whether it's a wet basement, soggy backyard, water against the foundation, whatever it is, deal with it now by calling 856-848-4444. My buddy Lou Vargo, the work is guaranteed, and he'll make you a priority if you call him. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Week from today, we are live in Cape May at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm excited for it. I know you are as well. So join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. We always have fun at these live shows. It's going to be great. We're waiting on Dave McCormick to give us a call. He had the wrong number, but he'll be calling us in just a moment. And I'm excited to talk to him. I'm excited for this campaign. I'm really excited for Pennsylvania in general. You know, a little bit later in the show, I have a guest on who wrote a piece on FoxNews.com about Western PA and everything that's happening with illegal immigration there. But from a financial perspective, because we always talk about the crime aspect of it, but the financial aspect of this, of the burden that it's on people, on actual human beings, is a big deal. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show today. Plus, I got to get into the job numbers, too. I really do. I got to get into the job numbers because we're more BS from this administration. It's a fugazi. More of them doing the same old nonsense with, you know, government jobs and them trying to act like they're the saviors of the economy. Biden comes out today and takes a victory lap. The only thing about Biden today coming out there, I mean, that was just the ultimate FU to Kamala Harris ever. 2 minutes after her rally starts in Detroit, Biden stumbles onto the stage. Everybody thought he was just lost. Turns out, no, he was going out there on purpose to steal the spotlight from her and then to tie all of his crappy policies that everybody hates directly to her and just completely undercut her as the change candidate. It was amazing. It was the most amazing moment in political sabotage I've seen in a very, very long time. We're also streaming live on YouTube if you would like to join us with the YouTube chat as well. So hopefully we'll have a great turnout in Cape May next week. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. But Biden doing that today, and even CNN was turning around and going, what just happened here? The president, because if the president of the United States goes to the podium, they're obviously going to cut away from a rally, a political rally, because they don't know what the guy's going to say. They don't know. I mean, is he coming out here because he's resigning? Is he coming out here as he's announcing a missile strike on Iran? Like, what's going on? So, of course, you can go to the president. 2 minutes after her rally started in Detroit, they cut away from it. She doesn't even get, like, two words out. They cut away from it to go to Biden. And he's never done this in his entire presidency. He's never done it. Not once has he ever just spontaneously walked out to the White House podium. And then while he's out there, he ties Kamala Harris to everything that he is responsible for. It's absolutely just amazing. But last night was debate night in America. He not only sounded good, he looked good, too, up there on that stage. That's the next senator for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rich. How are you, buddy?
Good. Great job last night. I mean that. You really were on fire. I was proud of you.
Thank you. Well, listen, this guy, it was good to get him up there finally because you could do two things. You could at least try to correct the many lies he was telling about me, but there's so many lies that I had to create a website, CaseyLies.com, so people could go see for themselves the facts. But, you know, it was the first time I had the opportunity to, you know, just make sure that people of Pennsylvania know the record of Bob Casey. You know, as I said in the debate, Bob Casey's been in elected office for 30 years. He went to the Senate to change Washington, and Washington changed Bob Casey. And this guy is a career politician, weak, and has voted for all these extreme liberal policies, which are destroying our country. And that's what this race is about.
CaseyLies.com, you've got BobFlation.com, and of course, Puxatawny Bob. So I'm loving the nicknames. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm honored to be able to do this. And, you know, what I said last night is what I really believe in my heart, which is this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And we got a real choice. And at the top of the ticket in my race, we have a choice between strength and weakness. We have the choice between common sense policies and a radical liberal agenda that is destroying our economy, driving up prices, making it difficult for working families. A wide open border that's destroying our communities with fentanyl and violent crime, a war on fossil fuels and crime in the great city of Philadelphia and throughout our Commonwealth that's really destroying our communities. So it really is the most important election of our lifetimes. And the contrast between me and Bob Casey, me as a guy who's a seventh generation Pennsylvanian and a businessman and someone who's a political outsider and a West Point guy and someone who served in combat, that couldn't be more different from career politician Punxsutawney Phat.
A guy who's done nothing. I mean, I can't even think of one thing that Casey really can hang his hat on as a great accomplishment for Pennsylvania.
No, he really can't. And, you know, just think about it this way. He's in 18 years in the Senate. He's running for his six more years, his fourth term in the Senate. And he's running against a Republican challenger, and 90% of his time, energy, and money is being spent trying to destroy me with lies, as opposed to running on a record. And the simple reason for that is he does not have a record that he can defend. You know, the simple question is, are you better off than you were 6 years ago when Bob Casey took on his last term? And the answer is absolutely not. For most Pennsylvanians, and most of them cannot name a single thing Bob Casey's done. And, you know, I think the Casey name, that's a real thing. You know, his father was a very popular governor, but people say to me, what about the Casey dynasty? And I said, you know, the good thing about dynasties, they all end at some point. And I think it's time for this one to come to an end.
And his father was a Democrat of a different era. You know, the Democrats today, they're extreme left on everything. And Casey in the Senate, if Kamala Harris is president, it will be a disaster for Pennsylvania. It will be a disaster for the fracking industry. It will be a disaster for our farmers. No question about it. And, you know, Dave McCormick, there's an article today in FoxNews.com about Western PA in Pittsburgh and just the influx of illegal immigration and the cost on the taxpayers. It's like $1.2 billion in Pennsylvania alone. And all the services they have to deal with in dealing with housing and police and all the other aspects of this, it's taking a real toll on people when you combine that with inflation and everything else. And it'd be even a bigger disaster if those two get in there again.
No doubt about it. I mean, you should trust what she says. She wants to give citizenship to 10 million illegal immigrants and give federal benefits to them. And Bob Casey has said the exact same thing. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, since I've jumped into this political fray, it's getting harder and harder to surprise me, to be honest with you. But the thing that surprised me in the last week that I just can't believe, I mean, I've been to the border multiple times, Rich. I've seen how bad it is. But when the Department of Homeland Security released that letter saying that they have consciously let in 13,000 convicted murderers
yeah.
and 15,000 convicted rapists, 28,000 convicted murderers and rapists. Consciously, these are people that they evaluated and let them into the country knowing that. That is the evidence to me that the Democrats have lost the narrative. They no longer have any sense of how devastating this is. They've lost any sense of responsibility for law and order, any sense of responsibility for sovereign borders. I mean, can you believe it? Bob Casey is complicit in all of this. He did this ad the other day where he gives an ad. I mean, it takes, as I said in the debate, absolute chutzpah. He stands in front of the wall and gives a picture of the wall. He's not been in front of the wall, actually, a picture of the wall. And he talks about his tough position on border security. And this is a guy who voted against the wall. So, I mean, this is the synchronized flip-flopping that Harris and Casey are doing in their positions is absolutely laughable. And I don't think Pennsylvanians are going to fall for it.
Dave McCormick, are you going to Butler tomorrow for the return of President Trump?
I will be there. Yeah, as you know, I was there when he was shot and sitting in the front row and almost called up on the stage. So I was a minute away from having that and being right in that, you know, that same line of sight from the bullet. And I've talked to the president many times about it, and I'll be back there and probably have an opportunity to speak. And I think it's important. The president was joking the other day. He said, I want to go back, and my first line will be, as I was saying. And so there's, you know, it takes a lot of strength to do what he did on that stage and now to go back and finish it. And I think it's important to that community that sadly lost Corey Comptroller to have the president come back. And I think it's going to be a good opportunity for the president to talk about the future and the kind of leadership we need for the future.
You're a business guy, Dave. The economy obviously is front and center on everything, and inflation and these prices. And, you know, Kamala Harris goes out there and talks about price gouging and we need price controls. And I mean, Casey supports all these policies. He went out there the other day and was blaming grocery stores and blaming companies and, you know, acting like it's some big conspiracy. How do we deal with this inflation? Because it's killing us. It really is.
Yeah. Well, listen, this was very predictable. And in fact, many people predicted it. Larry Summers, the Democrat Treasury Secretary for Clinton, the San Francisco Federal Reserve. It was obvious that if you spent $5 trillion of new spending, government spending, that it would drive up prices. And that is the primary driver of the price inflation, more than 20% for groceries, 22% for rent, 50% for fuel. The rise in fuel prices is the result of also the war on fossil fuels, the EPA mandates, all the red tape and bureaucracy they drill, and the lack of pipelines to ship natural gas. All of these are drivers of the increase in fuel prices. So we need to do two simple things. We need to pull back as much of that Biden spending that's not yet completed as we possibly can. And the way to do that is to get Trump in the White House and a Senate majority that's Republican, a Senate House that's Republican, but it's not all spent. There's been $5 trillion committed, but it's not all spent. So we need to pull back on that. Second, we need to unlock our energy sector, and that's going to drive down prices much more significantly in fuel, which is going to be a real stimulant to our economy, to households, to manufacturing, to creating new jobs in Pennsylvania. That's the second big thing. Third big thing, everywhere I go, Rich, everywhere. Dairy farms, small businesses, manufacturers. I was in a cosmetology school the other day where I was talking to the owner. Everywhere I go, they say government regulation mm-hmm. is making it harder and harder to grow businesses. It's inflationary in many ways because it's driving up prices, all the cost of compliance and regulation. We need to deregulate. We need to make it easier for businesses to create jobs, particularly small businesses. Those three things, I think, are the key to getting our economy back on track and getting inflation back on track.
Well said. I agree with you 100% on that, Dave McCormick. Last thing I want to ask you before I let you go. Obviously, Monday is the 1 year since the brutal Hamas terrorist attack against Israel. This came up last night. You know, the anti-Semitism that's been gripping so much of this country and Pennsylvania, too, college campuses. And I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, listen, we have a war abroad for Israel's future. I mean, it's being attacked on all fronts. It's a fight for literally its survival. And America needs to stand strong with Israel. This idea that President Biden or Harris or, you know, the weak senators like Bob Casey are going to impose constraints on that or tell Israel should go for a ceasefire. Thank God they didn't listen and took out Hezbollah's leadership instead. So we got to stand by Israel in the fight for its life. It's in America's interest. They're our closest ally. But we got to fight this battle at home, too, this anti-Semitism. And Bob Casey has been an absolute weak voice on this. He's endorsed Summer Lee, who's an avowed anti-Semite, my congresswoman in Pittsburgh. You know, he's not stood up and been strong like Fetterman has, frankly, and calling for the ouster of the Penn president, of standing up against these anti-Semites. And you know, he's got this anti-Semitism legislation he's proposed, co-sponsored. And it's good legislation, but they're so weak that Schumer and Casey won't bring it to a vote in the Senate because they don't want to alienate these radicals in their own party. So you know, we need moral courage to fight this anti-Semitism. Bob Casey's not been that. I will be strong and fight for Israel abroad and against anti-Semitism at home.
Well, listen, we got to get you in there. We're coming down to the wire here. So get that ballot in for Dave McCormick and for Donald Trump, and let's do it today. Dave McCormick, PA, that's where you want to go. DaveMcCormickPA.com and on X at Dave McCormick, PA. Get that ballot in. We need you to do it. Thanks, my friend. Best of luck. I'm sure we'll be talking again before the election. I hope we will. But, of course, you know, here to help you any way I can.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, my friend. Bye-bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, we got to flip this Senate. We need to. This is crucial. This is crucial. And I think Trump wins. I think McCormick wins. I think that's how it goes. So that's what I see. So get those mail-in ballots in there. Do it. Okay. What did I want to mention? Oh, we got to play it again. I said every hour we'd have to play that clip. So once again, this is a gentleman. He's a black voter. And he was told by his friends that since he's black, he has to vote for Kamala Harris. Now, the original version of this has at least a minimum of 35 curse words. It took Matt DeSantis 8 minutes to edit. That's not an exaggeration, right, Matt DeSantis?
No, it's insane. 8 minutes to edit a 75-second clip. That doesn't happen. That never occurs.
Yeah, eight minutes to... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I can usually get done about 8 clips in 8 minutes. So this is insane.
8 minutes to edit a 75-second clip. This man is so fired up over the fact that that people have told him that since he's black, he's got to vote for Kamala Harris. Now, you're going to hear a lot of bleeps in this, but I'm telling you, it's so worth it, even with the bleeps. It might be funnier with all the bleeps. That's how fired up this guy is over the idea that since he's black, he has to vote for Kamala Harris. So without further ado, enjoy.
Man, I really don't even talk politics, but I had this conversation with my homeboy last night, and it went just like this. This gonna tell me, oh, I know who you voting for. I said, who is that? He gonna say, I know you voting for Kamala Harris. No, I'm not. No, I'm not voting for them. I'm gonna be over here swooping on your ass. I'm not voting for no Democrat. Why I wanna vote for somebody just cause they black, they color, they politics and what they represent to me and all that other you talking. That don't mean thing to me. You crazy enough on yourself to think I'm going to vote for that. You got me. It's going to be Trump thump around this. You heard me? That's how I'm coming. I ain't voting for that. She black. I wouldn't give a who's alien green. I'm not voting for her. She ain't did. Black people since black people were black people. What the f*** look like voting for them? Man, you crazy as hell. But y'all need to learn something out here. Telling you gonna vote color. Color. Two colors, a red one and a blue one. And I'm going with red. I'm gonna be a blood today.
It's so good. And I want him to come to Cape May with us on Friday. And like I said, We can't have him on the air. Way too risky. But we'll just give him the microphone during every break and just have the crowd ask him questions. Like, what do you think about Kamala Harris's flip-flopping on banning fracking? I mean, you know, what do you think about Kamala Harris using the border wall in a commercial? And guy, let the guy just go crazy and tee off, you know? We'll have,
it's
like, earmuffs. We'll have earmuffs for all the kids provided free of charge, no problem. We got to get this guy there. Trump, da-dum-dum-dump. He's so fired up. He can't even get, like, words out. It's great. I'm blank and red. I'm going blank and blaze. Only two colors, red and blue. I'm going blank and blank and red. Trump, da-dum-dum-dump.
Title of the show should be Trump, da-dum-dump. That should be the title of the podcast.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic. Let me hear it one more time, please. Just that, no, just
man,
the Trump,
really
da-dum-dump. No, just the Trump, da-dum-dump part. Do you have that?
It's going to be Trump, da-dum-dump.
So good. It gets better every time. I'm telling you, it's the uncensored version is hysterical, but with all the bleeps in it and all the censorship, it might even be funnier. I'm not sure. It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. Which one's funnier? We may have to post both on Twitter, Matt, and then see which one people like better. Do you like the uncensored version or the censored version? Because it's hilarious with all the bleeps. He's just so fired up, you know? It's just great. He literally cannot get the words out.
I love them both equally. I don't have any children, but I imagine this is what a parent feels like. You can't choose between the two. They're both just so excellent.
Yeah, you can't make a choice, right? They're both that good, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I understand that point. All right, listen, big fourth and final hour coming up. We're going to get into Western Pennsylvania, the jobs numbers. I got so much more for you. We're going to play that clip again. So don't go away, but thank you for streaming on YouTube. And just a reminder, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, 1 week from today. Emmons Roofing and Siding is there for you with a 10% off inflation relief discount. Now, Emmons, they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Roofing, siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, and so much more. Protection and peace of mind are paramount for your home. And if you have a property at the Jersey Shore, make sure you get that roof inspected before the winter comes, because winters are brutal down there, and you want to make sure you have a good roof. And if you need a new roof, Emmons will replace it with 10% off. Plus, financing is available as well. And you know what? The protection and peace of mind for your home will not only increase the curb appeal, but the insulation as well. So trust the team that I've used in two different homes over the course of 10 years. Emmons Roofing and Siding. Just go to emmonsroofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. You'll see, just like I did, that they will make sure that you are happy. Because Matt and Stephanie, the owners of Emmons, know how important you are to me. So they're going to make sure the work is done right. All right? emmonsroofing.com. 10% off inflation relief discount. 10%. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.